It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Erica Meisner, taking time out of her always busy schedule and just getting back in town. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we thank you so much for taking time out and joining us once again here on our broadcast this week on Regional Radio. And we thank you so much for bringing by a new four-legged friend. It's similar to last week's four-legged friend. It's a canine friend. Thank you so much for bringing by the oh-so-cute Basil.
Thank you oh so much for having us, as always. And you are correct. Basil is very similar to last week's Pet of the Week because Basil is a sibling to our puppy from last week.
The so aptly named Spice Babies, is that correct?
That is correct. We had Basil, Rosemary, Sage, and Nutmeg.
And you got to see just how cute Basil is by visiting our website, northwestmoinfo.com, under the news tab. Click Pet of the Week, and you can see photos of Basil, a cute little guy, and some really expressive eyebrows that Terry pointed out to me. And once you see him, you can't miss him. Terry, you also pointed out to me Basil, the only male in the bunch. If you could, tell us a little bit about the little guy.
Well, Basil, as you said, is the only male. And we're not 100% sure of Basil and his litter's breed, but we believe that our best guess is that they're a mix of Shepherd and Mastiff. So he's a little guy now, but he's going to be a big lap dog one day. But, you know, Basil is an affectionate puppy. He loves cuddles more than anything. He's super sweet. He's super gentle. And that's going to grow into just the most wonderful, gentle giant ever.
Yeah, if anything, it feels like your potential problems with Basil getting older are that he might not realize just how big he might end up growing to fully be, because he's still going to want to have those cuddles and have those hugs, I imagine, even when he becomes a bit bigger and out of the puppy phase.
You know what? I'm sure he will, but I have to tell you from personal experience, there's not much more endearing than a very large dog who wants to be in your lap.
I absolutely agree, Terry. I will also vouch from that one for personal experience. Terry, if Basil could describe his perfect forever home, what do you think he would say?
I think he would ask us for an indoor home with a family that would continue to give him those cuddles that he loves so much and who understands that he is going to grow into a very large lap dog. He'd love a family that would play with him and give him lots of toys to play on his own. And, you know, Basil is a dog who gets along well with other dogs. He even shares his food bowl happily with his siblings. So he'd be quite happy to have a canine companion in his home. And also, he has such a sweet nature. He would also very much enjoy sharing his home with children, and he could grow up to be their best friend.
So, Terry, if our listeners want to find out more about Basil or take that next step, how do they get in contact with the shelter?
They can give us a call. Our number is 660-359-2700.
And once again, we'll have more on Basil online at our website at northwestmoinfo.com under the news tab. Click Pet of the Week. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. Terry, as always, we thank you so much for all your hard work today. And hopefully because of all your hard work, we can find Basil a forever home.
Thank you again for letting us introduce everyone to Basil.
Terry, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.